This month, I'm very pleased to have Dr. Joseph Campbell as my special guest. Dr. Campbell is a retired University of Manitoba professor. He earned his degrees from the universities of Saskatchewan, Western, McGill, and Michigan State. Dr. Campbell has worked primarily in the field of agriculture, plant nutrition, and soil chemistry, and more recently has specialized in diet, lifestyle, and hair analysis. Dr. Campbell is the author of many scientific publications and has worldwide experience in research and teaching in food production. He lives in Victoria, BC, and is a very strong supporter of alternative medicine and natural remedies. Dr. Campbell, it's wonderful to have you on the show.
Well, I can say likewise. I'm very happy to be.
This is a great opportunity to bring your knowledge to people that have an interest in fitness and nutrition. Now, Dr. Campbell, can you talk about your experience working in plant nutrition and explain how you first got involved in the nutrition and natural health profession?
I'd be very pleased to. And what happened was that my field was agriculture, and I got my master's degree at McGill in that field, then went on for a doctor's degree. And at Michigan State, I learned how to use very modern equipment for the analysis of plant tissue. And that instrument was called the Atomic Absorption Spectrophotometer. And it allows you to analyze many minerals all in one sweep. Very economical. Now, I began using that instrument on the analysis of plants growing under different conditions. And as a result, that knowledge led me then to all kinds of interesting experiences. For example, I worked for the Olin Matheson Chemical Corporation as their agronomist. And I traveled all over the United States, Mexico, Central America, and even South America. And the experience was extremely good. They were a very advanced company, introducing irrigation, better fertilizers, and anhydrous ammonia as a source of nitrogen. Well, anyway, to make the long story short, I then came back to Canada and worked at the University of Manitoba, where my field was the nutrition of plants. Now, that led eventually to having a program for trying to get agriculture in northern Manitoba. And so we had small units, plant protection units, in 21 locations in Manitoba. We had a research center in Thompson, Manitoba, and even got up to Churchill. Now, the use of the atomic absorption equipment to analyze plant tissue was the first in Canada. Now, Corey, I have this to say, that plant people were 100 years ahead of medical nutrition of minerals. They still have a very good knowledge. They know about calcium and iron, but beyond that, they're not very knowledgeable. Well, anyway, the results were so spectacular in improving plant production in the greenhouses that I decided it should work for people as well, using hair to analyze for minerals. And so I used the students at the university as my guinea pigs to get samples of hair and test them. And it just went beautifully. So I decided, when I retired in 1975, to open my own business called J.D. Campbell Enterprises, in which I would be involved with the analysis of human hair, also for animal hair as well, and then supplying the minerals that were required to make people healthier. And that's in a nutshell. And I never stopped doing that work, Corey, until January 2002 at the age of 91. And I'm glad I did, because I've had a health problem ever since.
So the minerals in your body are obviously keeping you strong and providing resistance against the catabolic forces of nature.
There's no doubt about that. And you know, what really pleases me is that my surgeon, who did my hip replacement, he's very, very impressed with the condition of my bones and so on, and how well I'm doing. Actually, I had my surgery for hip replacement in April, and I'm now walking without a cane.
That's good news. Good news, Dr. Campbell. Yes. Now, I know you've worked with a lot of people from various regions of Canada and across the world, and you have a fascinating history and background. And you've learned by analyzing diets of clients a remarkable amount of information. What are the key points that really stand out in your mind?
Well, I'm glad you brought that point up, because my last paper was called Lifestyle, Minerals, and Health, and it was published in Medical Hypotheses, which is a very prestigious medical journal and situated in Scotland, the home of my own ancestors. And the David Horbin, who's a world-famous scientist, was the editor. Anyway, in that, I explained my experience of 25 years analyzing people's hair. Now, one of the things that helped me, Corey, was the fact that I got computerized in the early stages. So I sent out a questionnaire, and I asked people such things as, do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol? And so on. Now, I put all that information into the computer, a lot of information, and from that, I was able to get a statistical study as to the more common diseases, diet, that Canadians and Americans are presently eating is definitely the cause, in my opinion, of many health problems like heart, cancer, and so on. The important foods in our culture is flour products, cookies, crackers, on and on. And white flour, unfortunately, is deficient, very deficient. You know, we grow the best wheat in the world, and we take it to the mill. They take all the good things out, and they give us white flour, and they put in a few things and call it enriched. It's a joke. And in addition to white flour, we're also addicted to sugar and sugar products. 30% of the calories are coming from sugar and sugar types. You see, there are all kinds of sugar now, made from corn and you name it. But those two items, I would put my say, were the worst two offenders. In addition to that, children are encouraged to eat junk food and drink soft drinks. And these soft drinks tie up essential minerals, so that's a bad feature. Now, the other thing is that modern agriculture has become marginalized. And to give you an example, you take the milk from cows, very, very healthy product. But what do they do with it? They pasteurize it. And pasteurization destroys some of the values of milk, such as calcium. And then they homogenize it, which is even worse. And so the point is to have it available on the shelves for a week, for a long time. They have then created deficient products. And so we're really in a bad spot as far as diet is concerned. And the reason is, the main reason you put your finger on is money. And the food companies are making enormous amounts of money and feeding people junk and then promoting that very junk.
Well, who's more to blame, Joe, the people that make the food and promote it or the people who consume it?
It's a combination, Corey. I'm sure that the people that promote it, I would put them number one. But
they're not providing the whole story, are they?
No, they're not. They're actually cheating the people. But
they're emphasizing taste and texture, but they're not disclosing what actually happens to people when they consume this food.
Absolutely. We must take more control of our own diet and our own body, our own health. We mustn't just leave it to somebody else, because the point is that most other people, even the pharmaceutical companies, they're in business to make money, and they're not concerned about real health as long as they're making money.
So we've got to take control of our own health and take action.
No question about it.
Now, you've published a number of articles. One of my favorites is one that you published in the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine on hair analysis.
Yes.
Let's talk about hair analysis as a diagnostic procedure.
Right.
What is hair analysis all about?
Well, hair analysis is simply the measurement, the accurate measurements of all the essential minerals and toxic ones. They send a sample, about a tablespoon, of hair, and it should come from the nape of the neck, not the ends of long hair, because the hair represents what is in the body in terms of minerals. I send the sample to the lab in Toronto, and there they put it through that wonderful equipment that they have, and economically do the job, not too expensive. Results are sent back to me, and then I would proceed to analyze the results and then put in recommendations in such a way that people could understand what it was all about.
So the understanding of mineral chemistry is revealed in the filaments of our hair. This is a practical analysis. People need to take some of their own hair, send it into a lab where it's analyzed, and then you interpret the results.
That's right.
Now, what about the relationship of ratios? Isn't there something about how much zinc or chromium or selenium in relation to other minerals? Isn't that important?
That's a very important point. I know, for example, I can give my own life as a good example. When I was a child, Corey, I had a lot of illnesses, and my immune system must have been compromised. Now, my mother saved a sample of my first haircut, and I sent it to the lab along with the current one, and when I saw the results that came back from the lab, I was amazed at the fact that I'm still alive, because there I was with a very low level of zinc and a high level of lead. The lead, I think, came from the toys that we were given or were painted with lead paint, and the children would suck on that and chew on it.
Now, what's wrong with lead?
Lead is fine if you want to use it as a metal, but in the body, it's a poison, absolutely a poison. And the reason we get lead in our body, it's everywhere. We can't avoid coming in contact with it in our food and drinking. But if you have a good level of the essential minerals, then you're going to knock out the bad ones, like lead. But to get back to my story, when I looked at the results of that hair analysis, my age of 3, with a high level of lead and a low level of zinc. And what happened then was that my immune system was wrecked. But also, I didn't grow the normal height, which my family, usually around 6 foot, here I am at 5'4". And there's a direct relation between height and zinc. So isn't that an amazing...
That's an amazing story. And it's wonderful that you had that opportunity to compare the analysis of hair from time past to the present. Because that really brings evidence to mind.
Yes.
Now, isn't it true that Napoleon's hair, when analyzed much later after his death, revealed the fact that he was poisoned by arsenic?
Exactly. And that was a marvelous thing, that when they analyzed his hair, which was incidentally 100 years old, but that brought to the attention the value of hair analysis. And one of the first doctors to get involved was Dr. William Strain in Cleveland, Ohio, a hospital in Cleveland, Ohio. He became so interested in hair that he went to Egypt and studied the dwarfs. Now, here are young men who are not growing properly, who don't have hair on their face, And even their testicles are not coming down in the proper way. They're still in the body. So what he did, he analyzed the hair and discovered that they were very low in zinc. And one of the reasons they were low in zinc is that their bread is not like ours. It's high in phosphorus, and it tends to lower zinc. But anyway, they began giving these dwarfs zinc supplements, and lo and behold, in 6 months, they had gained 6 inches in height. Their facial, their hair began developing, and their sexual life then became prominent, because they didn't have any sex life before that.
So you talked about the white flour being a staple in our society, and if we're taking in foods that are low in zinc, and then at the same time we're impairing the absorption of zinc, then we're obviously going to have problems associated with zinc deficiency.
It's a double whammy. When we get too much meat and products that are high in phosphorus, and that could be soft drinks like Coca-Cola, then we inhibit the uptake of calcium. And so those two are very important. But you know, we've always known for many years about calcium, but we haven't known as much as we need about the magnesium. And one of the things about the magnesium is that it has a relaxing effect. Calcium contracts the muscles, and magnesium relaxes. That's why every night before I go to bed, I take a magnesium capsule, 250 milligrams, and it results then in me having a very good sleep.
So you don't think that the standard American diet, the so-called SAD diet, or the Canadian staple diet provides people with enough minerals?
I have done now literally thousands of samples, primarily from Canadians and some from American and other countries. And of all those thousands that I have done, not one single one had a perfect level of minerals. Now that's something, isn't it?
Remarkable. What about athletes, Joe? Now, you know that athletes suffer impact injuries. They have contact sports. They're leaping and jumping and trying to improve and gain muscle and strength. How important are minerals to an athlete's body?
Oh, I think it's probably one of the most important, because how could you have strong bones if you didn't have a good calcium level? It would be impossible. Incidentally, there's phosphorus also in the bones and a lot of things. But having strong bones is one of the most important things as far as minerals. Now, as far as the muscle is concerned, that's not so tied up with minerals as it is with the protein, as you well know.
And minerals interact biochemically, though, with amino acid transport and the synthesis of protein. So minerals promote the enzymatic pathways, or affect them, in such
Absolutely.
A way so that the body can use the macronutrients of life.
Yes, definitely.
And there's a whole teamwork going on there, isn't there? Isn't it molybdenum and boron and selenium and vanadium?
One of the things that has come out recently, it's a good friend of mine, and you may know him, Dr. Harry Foster, who's a professor at UVic. And he's just recently written articles showing that the people in Africa, where the level of AIDS is the highest, have the lowest level of selenium. And when they have a good level of selenium, like in Senegal in Africa, they have a very low level of AIDS. Now, this isn't absolutely the last word of it, but it's an indication.
Because selenium plays a role in immune function.
That's right.
And it affects the thyroid, doesn't it? Isn't there an enzyme in the body that requires selenium that relates to the production of thyroxine? I know that I read a paper by Harold, and he brought out some fascinating insight to the importance of selenium. He talked about general health, immune function, thyroid, cancer. Even Dr. Hoffer advocates selenium in part, doesn't he, as part of his...
Question about it.
Yeah, for schizophrenia and manic depression?
Yes.
So minerals affect our mind, body, our spirit. They enter into our composition. They're sometimes overlooked. Isn't it true, Joe, that sometimes people put more emphasis on vitamins than minerals?
You're so right. You see, we haven't had the publicity. And that's one of the reasons, Corey, that I'm very happy that I used the last part of my life in promoting the importance of minerals.
So mineral chemistry and mineral function is absolutely vital. Where does somebody start? Like when they say, you know, I need maybe calcium or magnesium, but then what about vanadium? Should they take a multi-mineral supplement?
Oh, definitely. But the thing is, what we have to recognize is that the average one a day vitamin mineral is definitely better than nothing, but it's not supplying the correct amounts. And that was discovered first by Dr. Gary Gordon, who was director of Mineral Lab near San Francisco. And they had done, I think, 400,000 samples. And at the end of that experience, he looked over the results, and he realized that the average one-a-day vitamin mineral was not enough to supply the correct amount. Now he said, if you were to put in one tablet or capsule all the requirements for one day in one tablet, you would choke to death trying to swallow it. So what he did, he pioneered the use of stronger amounts, but in divided dose. So instead of taking one, you take two per meal. And then, and that gives you reasonable amount as compared to the one-a-day vitamin minerals. But I would recommend all healthy people to take a good, strong one-a-day, get their hair analyzed, and then go to larger amounts. And I believe in specific things. If you need zinc, why not take zinc?
Now, I understand that you are functioning as the chief scientific consultant to Genesis Metabolic Therapy. This is the group that's taken over your practice and that people can contact?
I'm so pleased with the way things are going. Her name is Jackie Lemke, and she is a tremendous student. She and I correspond almost daily on the email. So she has questions and I answer. So she's my understudy. And she's come to see me three times in Victoria, and we've got to know each other very well. The last time she came with her husband, when they got back to their little town in Pincher Creek, Alberta, she said to him, don't you think we should go to live in Victoria? He said, yes. So in about a year, they'll be here.
I see. And they will make available to those who are interested in a hair analysis kit?
That's right. She has her own developed, and she has improved on mine, which I'm pleased about.
So for those that are interested, the phone number is 403-627-4829. That's Genesis Metabolic Therapy, and ask for Jackie Lemke.
That's right.
Excellent. I actually have her email here, Joe, and I'll just provide that. It's JLEMKE at telusplanet.net.
Correct.
So send an email to Jackie, ask for a hair analysis kit. She'll mail it out to you.
Right.
Then she'll interpret the results. And what is the fee, Joe?
I'm not sure what she's charging, but I think at least $75.
Okay, well, that's a great investment because that knowledge is absolutely essential to understanding the standard and present state of your health as it relates to mineral chemistry. We're just about out of time, and it's been great to have you share your insight on this edition of SNU. Joe, do you have any final parting words of health and fitness advice for our listeners?
Well, I just would like to say that you and I have been good friends, and I have admired very greatly your continuing interest in health for athletes. And I think it's a great idea to get started with this monthly tape. That is similar to what we get from Jeffrey Bland in Functional Medicine Update, which I've taken for 20 years. So I think you're doing a great job, and anything I can do to be helpful, I will certainly respond.
Dr. Joe Campbell, thank you very much for being my special guest.
You're most welcome.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is a division of Holly Health Services located in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. For information regarding subscription to SNU and Corey's Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, please visit our website at www.coreyhawley.com. This is Lisa Hawley, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.